Hey guys, real quick before we get started, I have a small request. If you've been blessed by our content and you like this show, would you take just a brief moment and leave us a 5-star review? This is quite possibly the most effective thing that you can do to ensure that this content gets out to as many people as possible. Thanks.
Jesus said, "Man cannot live on bread alone, but from every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." You're listening to Daily Truth.
This again is the Apostle Paul, as a human author, writing to Titus, who is another young pastor like Timothy. He says, he, that being an elder, must hold firm to the trustworthy word as taught, so that he may be able to give instruction in sound doctrine, and also, here it is, to rebuke those who contradict it. And notice, in this regard, it's not just saying rebuke that which contradicts it, but those. That being certain doctrines, but in this particular context, those being certain persons who are ultimately peddling those certain doctrines that are contradicting the truth of God's word. And the word here is rebuke. It's a strong word. That doesn't mean mean-spirited. That doesn't mean a sinfully harsh rebuke, but it is firm. It is bold. It is courageous. It is a confrontation. There are times as elders and as all followers of Jesus that we are called clearly in Scripture to boldly confront, and not just confronting ideas, but also at times confronting people. We should do this for the glory of God, the good of the sheep, and we should do it with a heart that desires for the individual that we happen to be confronting to ultimately be won over. We don't want to just win the argument. We want to win the person. However, we recognize, last thing I'll say on this particular qualification, we recognize that in some cases we may not win the person. But we very likely, if God would be so gracious, may win all of the bystanders. We might win those who are standing there, witnessing this confrontation. Right? I think that's why things like debate, even a Christian debating atheists and things like that, is really fruitful. And I've rarely seen in a public debate where the atheist at the end of it gives his life to Jesus Christ. I haven't seen that. But I have seen and heard testimonies where those in the audience might have been won over. Right? So maybe not necessarily the individual who is publicly being confronted and confronting back, but maybe those who are standing by and watching. And when we think in terms of love, in terms of gentleness, because when it comes to charging and confronting and rebuking, these kinds of things, it's difficult for us at times to have a biblical category for this, because we feel as though we know it's in the Scripture. We know there is a time and a place to rebuke. The funny thing is just every time a rebuke is given, it's uncanny. So we all recognize this is biblical language. There is a time to rebuke. But I've witnessed in my personal pastoral experience, every time that a rebuke is given, although we would all acknowledge that there is a time and place for it, every time a rebuke is given, everybody says that was neither the time or the place. So I always wonder, in theory, you guys are telling me that you see it in Scripture and it's a biblical category and there is a time and place, and yet every time it's done, the response tends to be, that wasn't the time and place. So I begin to wonder if perhaps you're holding a category biblically in theory, but denying it in practice, which would be disobedience to God's word. That's a rebuke. And I think this is the time and the place. So I want you to receive that humbly. And maybe if the shoe fits, wear it and repent. Feel that conviction. If it doesn't, then just let it slide off your back. It's not for you. But if it's for you, consider that. Pray about that and think, okay, I say there's a time and place for this, but every time it occurs, I'm always kind of upset about it. Do I actually believe there's a time and place for it? And begin to consider that. Wrestle with the Scripture and wrestle with the Spirit of God with that. And if need be, then repent. And if not, then let's move on to the next point.
Thanks so much for listening. But real quick, before you go, do us a small favor, take a moment, and leave us a 5-star review if you enjoyed the show. This is undoubtedly the best way that you can help us get this biblically faithful content to as many people as possible. Thanks so much.